USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico reportedly scrapping a migrant asylum deal it had struck with the United States. Mexico's incoming interior minister reportedly saying the plan to allow migrants to be kept in Mexico as their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been ruled out. That after reports where the Trump administration had brokered a deal with that incoming Mexican administration, which is to be sworn in on the 1st of December. With 84 people confirmed killed by it, the deadliest wildfire in California history, the Camp Fire is now 98% contained. Earlier this weekend, celebrity chef Guy Fieri was cooking food for those who've been displaced.
Just reach out and take care of your neighbor and show support. It's we're the greatest country in the world. We need to act like it and show it to one another.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Protesters in Hoover, Alabama, demanding answers about why police shot a 21-year-old man outside a shopping mall after a call about an altercation and a shooting on Thanksgiving night. Dozens gathered in the streets last night, including several members of Emancic Bradford's family. This aunt of the man who was shot by police says,
I asked my sister, did the police come to the house?
No.
She said no.
Oh, wow.
Did anybody notify you at all?
No.
No. Period. I said, well, how did you find out? She said, social media.
No.
Social media, y'all.
It follows an admission by Hoover police that they don't think Bradford was the suspect they were seeking, though he may still have been involved in that altercation that led to the shooting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of the last survivors of the so-called 1921 Tulsa riot is dead. Olivia Hooker died on Wednesday, we're told, in her White Plains, New York home at 103. She was six when rumors that a black man had assaulted a white woman sparked the worst race riot in U.S. history. Hooker said she hid under a table as the mob destroyed her neighborhood. She said she watched torch-carrying men take an axe to her own family's piano. More than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. 300 African Americans were killed. Her family left Tulsa after the riot for someplace they could be safe. Hooker, the first African-American woman to join the U.S. Coast Guard, she earned a Ph.D. and became a teacher after graduating from Ohio State U. Treasures from an ancient Egyptian tomb, probably over 3,500 years old, are unveiled.
Egyptian Minister of Antiquities Khalid Al-Anani says the discovery was made by the French Institute of Oriental Archaeology and the University of Strasbourg.
They discovered 10 days ago two coffins, one of the style called the Rishi from the end of the 17th dynasty and the other one from the 18th dynasty, and they are put now inside the tomb they are working in.
Two sarcophagi, each containing a mummy, were found all in perfect condition.
That report filed by USA Radio's Rick Vinson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.